Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
USDA this last week suggesting we've got a big corn crop, over 170 bushels an acre, 14 billion bushels total this year, big soybean crop as well, and we've got ample wheat supplies around the world given the size of the global wheat crop. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, says that that's set wheat right now up for a further drop in prices. Matter of fact, he says we've got a lot of downside perhaps out in front of us.
Well, it's possible. Right now, in the short run, we're moving in a sideways pattern between $6 and $6.70. If we break through that, say next Tuesday, close below it, then I think we're going to go on down. The support levels I've got below 6 are about $5.50, then to $5, and then to $4.50. I think $4.50 would probably be close to the bottom price that we'd see, say, over the next 12 to 18 months.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson talking with the SunUp folks at the end of this last week. And indeed, we are below $6 as we start the week. If we stay below $6 without some bounce by close of trade tomorrow, Dr. Anderson says we've got more downside coming. In fact, that idea of maybe a wheat price with a 4 in front of it, kind of a scary thought indeed. National Association of State Departments of Agriculture holding their annual meeting in Vermont this last week, and they went on record unanimously calling on EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to withdraw the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. The action item was submitted by North Dakota Commissioner of Agriculture Doug Gehring, who urged the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to collaborate with State Departments of Agriculture and other stakeholders on the appropriate scope of the federal Clean Water Act jurisdiction. Dr. Barbara Glenn is CEO of NASDA. She says that as it stands, this proposed rule dramatically expands EPA's jurisdiction and creates too much uncertainty for our farmers and ranchers. This rule must be withdrawn. She adds that it's critical that the agencies engage state regulators and stakeholders to work together to find a path forward before the agencies move toward implementation or further rulemaking. Clearly, the ag departments across the country do not like this concept of WOTUS being promoted by Gina McCartney and the Environmental Protection Agency. State Fair of Oklahoma's Livestock Judging Contest, hosted, of course, by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers, held at the end of this last week. Top individual in the livestock judging for this September contest, Braden Foley from the Kingfisher FFA chapter. Second high was the senior 4-H individual winner, Dakota Williams from Central High 4-H. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's a special cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 20th at noon. Over 1,000 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and bulls will be available. The sale will feature 100 crossbred cows, pairs, and heifers, 90 Angus plus bred heifers, 90 black and black baldy heavy bred heifers, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.